See this, hear this, receive, maintain this. Experiencing doesn't require anything extra. And yet it's very clear. Clear in our life that there's all sorts of ways that this experiencing moment that is who we are, this, don't even have to say who we are, that's already extra, often requires effort, not to create this, not to make this be being who we are, because it is, and yet caught in self-centered dream, caught in a cage which is invisible and yet very palpable to us when it arises. And it arises anew moment in reaction to changing circumstances, that is our life. Whether it's changing circumstances so-called inside, mentally, physically, or in terms of something that occurs outside that we hear, see, smell, taste. The cage we can call caught in self-centered dream, we can call it holding to thoughts, emotions, feelings, memories, all sorts of ways of speaking of this reaction, this cause-effect reaction, we can call it karmic stream of inside, outside, feelings, beliefs, tendencies, habits, body, mind, we can call it with many names, these reactions, which I'll say are like a mysteriously arising cage, bars, filters, glasses, which seem to arise this moment in the midst of the universe, and we bump into them. Not only bump into them, but react to them. React in ways sometimes harmful to us or others. React in suffering and greed, making them this invisible, immaterial cage reaction that we bump into, making it into something solid and true. Sometimes we make it into a solid, sometimes it's just a little wispy bars that are there that seem to keep us from being this experiencing that we are. This arises, who knows why? We don't have to figure it out. It's the cause-effect universe which arises as our life, both so-called inside and so-called outside, appears and disappears, and yet it's ours if we're caught up in it. It creates trouble for us when we're holding on to it, when we believe it and act out based on it. And we're sure that it's the truth and that we need to do A, B, C, D. Say, get angry, or do all sorts of other things, or feel, how dare, that's so hurtful, that's not fair. All the other entanglements and other habits which appear and which we buy into, which we slip into and act out of, as opposed to allowing them to arise and disappear, appear and disappear, which is what they are, unless we grab onto them literally, viscerally, and they appear in all sorts of aspects of being who we are. Being the various, if I say it, five senses, if you want to say six senses, it doesn't make a difference how we talk about this body-mind that is our life, this inside-outside that is our life, this inside-outside that includes the whole universe, certainly all sorts of beings. And this ability we have to manifest this reaction that I'll call it, or caughtness, entanglement, different ways to speak of this that's mysterious and yet very evident and real for us often. Mysterious because it seems to come in the midst of events. We don't have to know where from. We can't find it, except we can go looking and figure out all sorts of stories about where it is, except when it's here. When it's here, it's very real. It's visceral. It's bodily. It's body-mind. It's emotions. It's thoughts. It's bodily reactions. And we get to notice how and where we carry it along in our life, carry it along after the so-called events, and carrying it along keeps us missing this experience, keeps us missing this being right here, which we can't miss, impossible. Because it is our life, and yet we could manage to miss it and manage to create harming, suffering based on it. This is why Buddhist teaching is so simple, because it's always about, it's always clarifying this very life that we are, this very life that we know intimately because we are the expert on. And yet, we don't know it at all because we so truly believe it that we can't see the arising passing of it. We are so strongly entangled in it that we know it for the truth, and we create a cage and bars that trap us, despite the fact that it's never so. It's never what we believe it to be. It never is a basis for the greed and anger and the delusions that we live out of, and yet it is exactly the greed and anger and delusions that we're living out of until we release our attachment to, until we see our attachment for the emptiness that they are, for the, what should I say, the wispy, smoky, non-substantive truth of them, that they really coming, going, but are nothing more than the clouds passing through the sky that is our life. They have no more substance, and yet they have a very solid substance, very solid physical substance in our body-mind, as body-mind. the very solid, painful substance, creating all sorts of harmful currents and consequences for us and for others. Because it is so simple and straightforward, we don't have to do anything more than these zazeni, both when we're sitting formally and walking and throughout our life. And then the insubstantiality of the cages that we bump into, the bars that we entangle in, the reactions that we believe, allows us to release them, to be just this moment, life as it is, to appreciate, taste, and live, and be nurtured by this moment, life as it is, and to nurture others in as this moment of our encounters with them, joining with them, being alive with them. And that's our bodhisattva opportunity. That's our opportunity, whether when we're sitting alone, sitting in the zendo with others still, or doing all the activities of our life. So please, if cages and bars arise in your life, if you notice yourself caught by them, bumping into them, reacting to them, use that noticing to be the opportunity to take good care of them so that they cease to blind you, so they become a reminder and support to be the perfect way, the perfect life, to be the bodhisattva that you are, right here, right now, this experiencing. Thank you.